As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM on 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here, Charlie Usen over there, other side of the glass. Bucks Pacers, the topic du jour. They come up on Saturday noon tip. After that one is over, make sure to make the switch over here to The Fan, 1250 AM on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll be taking your calls going inside the box score here from the coach, the players, on Milwaukee Basketball post-game show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Mitch Thunder-Nellis and myself looking forward to that on Saturday to talk more about the Bucks and the Damian Lillard news. Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Blue Sky. Jim, I am shocked that Damian Lillard has been cleared by doctors.
It's a really remarkable recovery, Sparky. And look, he was ruled out indefinitely in late March, and there was always optimism from the beginning, right? The reporting early from myself and others was there was optimism he could return for the playoffs. History, precedent, science has shown usually that would have maybe meant a Bucks run to the finals 3 months from diagnosis. But he, you know, Damian Lillard has been cleared of the deep vein thrombosis. He's been moved off of the blood thinning medication, which is all great news for him personally. Obviously, a blood clot can be life-threatening. And then in terms of basketball, Sparky, moving off the thinning medication starts him on the process of being able to practice and play basketball without threat or fear of, you know, internal bleeding. Obviously, they feel the clotting will not return. So, yeah, Sparky, it's really, really remarkable and a medical outlier in so many ways.
So Shams Charania said that, you know, he's not going to play game one, obviously, but there is going to have to be some type of working up to get back in basketball shape and so forth, because I can't imagine he's been doing much running or anything else while he's been rehabbing this process.
No. So while on the medication and things, he could always do quote unquote light work, which would be shooting, minimal, low exertion
cardio
conditioning, if you really want to call it that. Oddly, Sparky, I mean, it was just a couple days ago that the Bucks sent out a statement and said he could progress to more work, more basketball activity. And Doc Rivers clarified, well, that was maybe a little more shooting, maybe push himself a little further, you know, in terms of his conditioning, skeleton work. And what that means basically in football terms is like a walkthrough. You know, he could get on the court and maybe dribble around as like sort of mock plays, no contact. So this is happening fairly quickly, at least in the public sphere, Sparky. So, obviously it's going to take a little while. I mean, I've never been on blood thinners. I don't know how long it takes for your blood system to recoagulate itself from head to toe. You know what I mean? So I imagine that's all part of this in terms of his regular testing and making sure, you know, he's, you know, I guess refilling himself. I don't know the right word there, you know, in terms of, you know, his bloodstream and blood system to get back to normal.
The crazy part about this is, I mean, the Sharania thing says doctors have told Bucks officials this recovery has never been seen before, but occurred due to early treatment detection and specialists working on Lillard even before formal diagnosis. This makes the Bucks medical team look unbelievable around the league, I would think.
I think if there's a benefit, you know, Sparky, to professional athletes, they have access to the best locally, globally, hematologists, physios, you know, doctors, etc. So look, the reason this came up and they thought it was a calf strain is because there was pain and soreness in the calf. What tipped them off that it was abnormal was the swelling. There was swelling in that calf. And I think immediately, you know, they were able to start to run these tests and do things. I think when they made the announcement, Sparky, on March 25th, that there was a deep vein thrombosis, they knew ahead of time. I talked to Dame in Phoenix, and while he said, I can't tell you what it is yet, I think they knew at that point. You know, I could see it in his face that he was upset and that this was not a calf strain, right? Or so you're right. I think the 18th-ish was when he was ruled out. And I think early on, you're right, Sparky, they just started running this stuff. And you hate to say it finally, but look, Victor Wembanyama went through this year. Oscar Thompson went through this last year. I think teams are probably just much quicker to move to these tests than, say, you or I could go through, you know, and that's the benefit of being a pro athlete.
Talking with Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Blue Sky. Jim Ozarski joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Sparky with you. So I guess my next thing is, obviously, you add Damian Lillard back, it helps. I get it. But they've been playing so well without Damian Lillard from a chemistry standpoint. Now there's going to have to be a working back in and getting used to playing with him again, a process that's going to happen in a postseason series.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I think I'll say what Doc Rivers will say or any of his teammates. It's like, oh, that's the adjustment is working in, you know, one of the greatest players of all time. So I get what you're saying, and I think it would be an adjustment. Look, they've been playing without him. Giannis has had the ball in his hands and has made it very known he has enjoyed all of this. But he's also a smart basketball player and has also said it's a lot. And it has been a lot for him to manage this. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they just revert back to what they were doing before he was out, or if we happen to see Dame off the ball a little more and you know, letting Giannis kind of continue to do what he's been doing. So I think that's a we'll see, Sparky. But again, they are not a better team without him, and they. To potentially get him back, be it in the second round or even at the end of maybe a lengthy series here against Indiana, Sparky, it's, you know, that is a good problem to have as compared to the issues they've had the last few playoffs.
Let's talk a little bit now about Brooke Lopez and how he fits into this series. You know, years ago, we saw Bobby Portis not play in that Nets series because Bud didn't feel like he was the right fit in that series. There's a lot of Bucks fans that question whether or not Brooke Lopez is a fit in this series, considering how much Indiana wants to get up and get out and run in transition. And that'll be a key factor for the Bucks in slowing that down. How do you see Brooke Lopez's role fitting in here?
Yeah, actually, I think it's the opposite. He fits better in this series than, say, if they were playing the Knicks.
Okay.
Because Miles, I mean, look, yeah, the Pacers have pace, but Miles Turner is not a sprinter. You know, he's a stretch big who protects the rim. And what is Brooke Lopez? He's a stretch big that protects the rim. I think, are the Bucks going to play matchup there? If Turner's on the court, then Brooke's on the court? I don't know. But no, I do think he fits here. And frankly, Sparky, you can't have Giannis be your primary rim protector the entire time he's on.
I agree.
Right. So if they want to go small the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, and Giannis is going to have to do that, I think that's acceptable. I think we've seen that. They're ramping Giannis up to do that. But no, you need Brooke out there to pull Turner away from the paint. Or if the Pacers are going to go real small and pull Siakam out or whoever it may be, Brooke's got to be out there. And let's be honest, Sparky, you know, yeah, Kevin Porter Jr. maybe needs to score, but this is his first playoff. We know what Brooke's going to do in the postseason. So I think you kind of want that steadying sort of consistent offensive element. The two-man game with him and Giannis is interesting to me in this series. Like, do the Bucks force that issue a little bit? And you know, Giannis doesn't always have to get to the paint. Hey, let's throw that lob to Brooke. Get Brooke down there and maybe cause some trouble. So I think this series, we should see Brooke a little more than, let's say, if they were to have played the Knicks.
What does this series come down to for you as far as how the Bucks win it? We had Caitlin Cooper on, who covers the Pacers, yesterday, and she talked about it really just comes down to whether or not, you know, they can contain Giannis and not let him run roughshod all over them like he's done in the past. And if he does that, then the Pacers are probably going to be in some trouble if they can't control him. But if they can contain him, then she feels pretty good about things. How do you look at the series? Is it just about Giannis, or are there other things that play in for you?
Yeah, her analysis was fantastic. I heard that segment, Sparky. I totally agree. I think containing Giannis for the Pacers, I mean, feels impossible. They have not done that since Rick Carlisle's been there. I think what'll be interesting is if the Pacers try to press him, Sparky. Look, he's a good ball handler. He's been a good decision maker since Dame's been out. But do you really want Giannis to have to go 94 feet? You know, and are they going to put Siakam on him or put Andrew Nembhard on him and make him work that hard? Look, Giannis is a tall dude. His pocket can get picked in an open court, right? I'm curious about that, right? Is that how they try to slow him down?
And where that bleeds into a little bit, Sparky, for the Bucks is turnovers. Are they smart with the basketball? You know, that's one thing. And then being disciplined in transition defense, it sounds so simple. Huge issue last year against the Pacers. They got good at it at times this year, Sparky. And then we've seen it falter a little bit. I think they just have to be mentally locked in on, okay, Brooks down there because he just happened to be in the post on that play, or Giannis is down there. Everybody else get back. And I think you just have to live with one shot possession, Sparky, and fewer offensive rebounds to be more disciplined. I think that's what the Bucks have to do. And obviously, if the Pacers decide to pressure Giannis in the backcourt, is he quick enough with that? Are they smart enough with that to not let it break, to your point, Sparky, of, oh, hurry up. And all of a sudden, Gary Trent or A.J. Green or Torian Prince are doing things much more quickly than they should. Because if they just sort of play their game, what they've been doing, Sparky, they're the best three-point shooting team in the league. The Pacers have nothing for Giannis at all. So if they just do that, I think they're definitely be in position to win this series.
All right, there you go. That's what I like. I like some positivity. And, of course, we'll have the Milwaukee Basketball post-game show served up by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook immediately following that game throughout the postseason. It's starting this Saturday. Mitch Thunder, Nellis, and I hosting, taking your calls after the game on Saturday afternoon. Jim Ozarski, thanks so much. Make sure to follow him on Blue Sky. Read all of his great stuff at JS Online as well. Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Sparky, as always. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.